Today's Pasha is Pasha's Chukat. Okay, so it starts. Vayedaber Hashem Moshe l'emor, El Moshe v'Aaron l'emor. So this is said with Moshe and Aaron. Interesting. Zot Chukat HaTorah. This is the Chok of the Torah. Asher tziva Hashem l'emor, daber b'nei Yisrael v'yikhu elecha par aduma. This is the red heifer, right? You take for yourself. Tmima. Yep. Asher ein ba mum. Doesn't have a mum. No two black hairs. Asher lo ala alea ol. Doesn't have an ol. Wasn't worked. And then the parasha goes in. You serve the parasha. Hishlich. Shnei tolat. Ve'etz. Ve'erez. Ve'chulei. Gaiva. Whatever. Rashi goes through the whole thing. And then, there's a very interesting thing in this parasha. In the middle of the parasha, when it speaks about Tumas Oil, here in Pasuk Yudalet, it says, Zot HaTorah, Adam Ki Yomus Ba'Oil, a person, when he dies in an oil. It's speaking about Tumas Oil. The Tumas Oil is only shaykh to a man. The Kol HaBa'al HaOil, the Kol HaSheh Ba'Oil, anyone who comes to the oil, and anyone who's in this oil, Yitma Shivet Yamim. So it's speaking about Tumas Oil. Now Chazal decided to make a drasha here. Chazal's drasha, this is a drasha that we paskin. It's in Shulchan Aruch, this drasha. It says, Zot HaTorah. This is the Torah. What do you mean this is the Torah? This is how we learn Torah. Adam Ki Yamus Ba'Oil. A man, when he dies in, when he kills himself, Ba'ohel shel Torah. And the Gemara says, Ein divrei Torah mitkayem, ela mimi shemeit atzmo aleha. Someone who kills himself over it. And then the halacha, in halacha, brings, afilu, ani, a poor person, afilu, ashir, a rich person, afilu, bal isurim, person who has isurim, right? All these people, then it says, afilu balisha. Sounds like he's worse than a person who's bal isurim and ani and all these things. Balish, someone who's married, is harder for him to learn. Sounds like that from the way, because the order of the halacha, right? It's chayv l'mod Torah. And then it says, ein divrei Torah mitkayimah misha mei misatzmona.
Where do they get it?
Words of Torah are not mitkayim, someone who kills himself over it. It doesn't say, you do by you putting on tefillin, you have to meimis atzmo aleha. No halacha like that. There's no halacha in any other mitzvah that meimis atzmo aleha. And it's very interesting. Where did they see this? It's talking about tumas oil. Tuma that a man has, machlokas in the Gemara, if a goy has this, right? Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai says only a yid has tumas oil. And it's explained, what's tumas oil? How do you get tumas oil? What's tumas oil based on? Because when a person dies, it's explained in Sfarim HaKadoshim, I think the Al-Sheh explains this also. When a person dies, he has what's called, like a little bit of his neshama remains with the body, right? It's left with the body, called, in the Lashon of the Zohar, it's called Hevla Degami. Hevla means like hevel, like the breath of the bones. Like some chiyut that the bones have. Usually when a person dies, he's a tzaddik, his bones remain. Usually the flesh is eaten, but the bones remain intact. He's not such a tzaddik, so maybe not much is left of him. The loose bone, in theory, whichever, wherever that is, will remain, because if he doesn't have a loose bone, so he's one of the people who did a certain averus, that he doesn't come to tchia. But in theory, he has some little bone or reminiscence of a bone remaining. And in that is hevla degami. Right, which is mechayeh, this bone. So it's a little bit of his neshama there, waiting there for tchias amesim to be mechayeh his bone. Okay, so we're waiting there. So it says, why? We might as well speak this out. When does the loose bone get its chiyut from? Its sustenance from? As brought down in Sfarim, I'm sure you know, that it gets its sustenance from Melava Malka. Why Melava Malka? Maybe I explained this once to you. Melava Malka. It says Shabbos. Shabbos represents Olam Haba, right? Me'ein Olam Haba. Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. Melava Malka is taking the hashpa of Shabbos and bringing it to the weekday, right? That comes through the loose bone. That's the sustenance of the loose bone. So the loose bone is sustained by going from the Kedusha of Shabbos, Olam Haba, to the weekday. That it can direct the Kedusha of Shabbos to the weekday. So since it can direct the Kedusha of Shabbos from weekday, that's its sustenance, so it has the koach not only of going from Kedusha to Chol, but also going from Chol to Kedusha, which is the weekday, so to speak, Shesh Alfei Shana, the weekdays of the 6,000th year, and Yimot HaMashiach, and Tchias HaMesim, which is the 7,000th year, Me'ein Olam Haba, Olam Haba. So that's the loose bone. But still, okay. So we understand this Hevel Legami that's here to give Chiyus. And that's where Tumas Oil comes from. Tumas Oil comes because of this Ruchaniyut that's in the goof, right? That it's fitting for life, but it's not living. All Tuma, what's Tuma? Tumas Mace is called Avi Avot HaTuma. It's called the father of the fathers of Tuma. The Shorish of all Tuma comes from Tumas Mace. Tumas Mace only happened after the Chet of Adam Rishon. Before the Chet of Adam Rishon, there's no Misa in the world. Right? Tumas Mace only came after the Chet of Adam Rishon. This Parsha is speaking Parsha's Para, which is there to be Mitaher, the Taman who touched a mace. Or by oil, or by maga, whatever different ways of Nogeva mace. Correct? Okay, so now, what do we have here? So we have now this Tumas mace, which is Mitpashet. Mitpashet, because what is Tuma? Tuma is Atima. I spoke of this. Atima. Disconnect. When the body disconnects from the neshama, there's a disconnect. That disconnect creates Tuma. When Chiyus leaves the body, life leaves the body, which deserves a future life, which is going to be Tchias HaMesim, is in the state of disconnect. That's Tuma. All Tumas are forms of disconnection. You with me? Make sense to you? All Tumas are forms of disconnection. You go through all of them. Shechvat Zera, a person could have a child with it, could give life. It's now dissipated. A nida, she could have a child. She's dissipated. It's in the etam from Chiyus. All the Tumas. Tumas later, you had a child, it dissipated, it went out. All the Tumas. Zav is a form of this form of Shechvat Zera. That instead of having Shechvat Zera, which can give life, it's a holy, that Ziva can't give life. That's a form of Tuma. All the Tumas are there. Sheretz, all these, they're all things which died, which have Chiyus and died. Novela, right? Shechita is a special din, that it doesn't have a din. Novela, that's a special din, because it's Shechita was Matir La'achila. Yeah? But all Tumas, that's the Shorish. Okay. Now we're learning from Tumas Ohel, Divrei Torah. We know from Har Sinai that when Klal Yisrael received the Torah in Har Sinai, Paska mehem zumatan shel nachash. It was a tikkun of Adam Rishon. Had there been a tikkun, v'yichiye la'olam. We know from the Gemara that the Tal Torah is what causes Tchias HaMesim. Right? I.e., Torah is the shorish of Tchias HaMesim. That means it removes Tumas Meis. Tchias HaMesim is no Misa. We're chay la'olam. You with me? So, this Tumas in the world, this Tumas Oil is in the world, which is the Avi Avot HaTuma, because of Chet Adam HaRishon. And remains within this Tuma some Chiyut to give it life. Because if you didn't have this Chiyut, you wouldn't be Kam L'Tchia. And that's what's caused Tumas Oil. Correct? So the only reason there's this Tumas Oil is because of the Chet. Correct? What's a tikkun of that Chet? Torah. We lost Ma'amad Har Sinai. For whatever reason, we only heard the first Dibra to Moshe. Anochi Hashem Elokecha v'lo yelecha. So only klape, with regards to those two Dibra, was Tchias HaMesim chal on us. And I think that's the reason that if we don't, any other Dibra you don't believe in, you're a mumma. You're mumma ledava echad. Mumma leteavon, mumma ledava echad. Not lahachis, I'm not saying lahachis. Mumma leteavon. But if you're mumma leteavon, I mean, if you can be, and anochi Hashem elokecha velo yelecha, you're a mumma lekola terakula. There's nothing to talk about, right? So in those things, if you're missing out, because in those things, we do have tchias amesim. In those two dibrot, there is tchias amesim. That's the shorish of everything. Anochi is the shorish, Ramban says, of mitzvahs aseh. Lo yelech has a shorish of mitzvahs lo taseh. So in a sense, it's mushpa on us from those first two dibrot, tchias amesim to all, it's like klal, to all the evarim. It's mushrash that there is tchias. Since it's mushrash, there's a shorish in it, it's all the tchias comes from that. Yeah? Therefore, it's shaykh to be mechayeh the guf in other things. It's shaykh to bring the guf to a tchia. The only way after Matan Torah, which is Torah Shebichtav, there's no meimis atzmo aleh. It's Torah Moshe. It's a clear Torah. The meimis was out on the delivery of the Torah from Piyakulish Baruch Hu. Once we got it from Moshe, there was no longer Tchias HaMesim. Once we had the Emtzai, that's why the golden calf happened, because of the Emtzai of Moshe Rabbeinu. When Moshe left, we wanted, we needed an Emtzai. The whole golden calf and the Chet HaEgel was basically, again, like the Chet of Adam HaRishon. We went back to Zumatan Shel Nachash. Then there's a Kapara with the Mishkan, etc. And if you understand the Mishkan, if you understand a little bit, the Mishkan's also a little bit of an Oel. So when Chazal, a Dorishir oil, the Dorishir oil shel Torah. Adam ki yomus ba ohel shel Torah. Because oil represents this concept of Torah. Ma tovu ohalecha Yaakov, mishkenotecha Israel. This oil is an oil of Torah because it represents the oil moed, which is the place of the Shechina. There, the oil moed, there's no misa. There's a proper chibur to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Oel Moed is shaykh to Moshe v'Aaron. There's no Misa. You with me? So now, once we understand that, to remove this Tumas Oel from us, the only thing that can remove this Tumas Oel is what? Divrei Torah. But what Divrei Torah? It has to be Divrei Torah where it has Tchias HaMesim. What was a Tchias HaMesim on Matan Torah? So the Gemara says, in Shabbos, Peiches, I think, it says there, that when they heard the Dibros Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it caused them, so the Neshama would separate from the Guf, and the Melachim would bring it back. It caused a Meimis Atzmo. It caused a death, Kiviyochol. There was a death and a resurrection. That's what Torah does. Torah has to be the tzura of Tchias HaMesim. So it needs a meimis of the guf. Torah, by definition, in order to be poel in Tchias HaMesim, because without Tal Torah, there's no Tchias HaMesim. That's what Gemara says, that Gemara asks, Nashim b'may zachian, what gets Nashim Tal Torah? They're doing mitzvahs, that's not good enough. They need Tal Torah, they need to be mishabed themselves to Torah. Or their husbands learning, or taking their children to school. They mishabed themselves. It doesn't mean literally they have to take them to school, but they have to be shaykh to that. Otherwise, no tchias amesim for nashim. That's what Gemara says. That means without Tal Torah, there's no tchias amesim. The meimis atzmo that's in the Torah, why it comes in tumas meis, is to teach us that the Torah is the shorish of removing tumas meis. That's Tchias HaMesim. Tchias HaMesim is when the goof, the physical goof, is nitkan. That means we're not meshubet to the goof. Torah is when we're meshubet to Kodesh Baruch Hu. But in order to be meshubet, to be in servitude to Kodesh Baruch Hu, we have to remove the servitude to our goof, to our bodies. Therefore, it's written in Shulchan Aruch that even a person who's tired learns Torah. That you don't go with your physical desires. Therefore it says, Pato melech tochal, right? Mayim b'mishura tishte, right? V'ara'at tishan. Be memayet with your olam hazeh, that's the meimis atzmo. Your meimis, your guf, in order that your chai nefesh is chai. And then the Torah causes a chibu of the neshama to your guf. Every piece of Torah has to be learned in that way in order for the Torah to connect and reconnect every time to your guf, to your body. And the parad, now it makes sense also the paraduma. The paraduma was a tikkun. If you look in Rashi, he explains, the mother came to fix the child's, what the child missed. What did you, the golden calf. So the paraduma comes to fix the tumah that brought the golden calf into the world. Because the golden calf brought back the zu'umatam shel nachash. And the misa that was created from the head of Adam Risha brought back that into the world. So the paraduma comes and removes that. And that's why it's brought in here. And the main thing of paraduma, the main chiddush in this parasha, this chok of paraduma, right, is this chiddush of tumas oil. Tumas oil is only shaykh to Adam. Adam ki yomus ba'oil. When a man dies in an oil, yeah? That's the main tikkun of paraduma. That's the main chiddush of tumas meis that you don't have in other tumas. And that paraduma comes to fix. And really that paraduma is Torah. And I explain why. It says that the only person who understood, it's a chok, paraduma is a chok. We don't understand it. The only person who understood tam paraduma was Moshe Rabbeinu. That means if paraduma could be understood, then everything could be understood. But only Moshe Rabbeinu's level of Torah, which is level of aspergloria meira, a clear understanding of the Torah. After Moshe Rabbeinu, no one understood the Torah like Moshe. Pe'al pe'a dabebo. Only Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to Kodesh Baruch Hu, pe'al pe'a dabebo. After Moshe Rabbeinu was Torah Yeshua. Torah Yeshua was Torah Shebal Peh. That was the Torah that we're bringing to Eretz Yisrael. We lost the ma'amad of Moshe Rabbeinu. Now the Torah is Torah which is Torah's Levana compared to the Shemesh. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Shemesh, Torah Yeshua was Torah's Levana. It was a different level of Torah. It's a reflection of that level. It's not the same light. It's not the same brightness. Not the same clarity. That Torah is the Torah of Meimis Atzma. The Torah of Moshe wasn't Meimis Atzma. It was a clear. Moshe was Huchan, was prepared to get a complete, on his level, a complete understanding of the Torah. So that complete understanding, Para, he also understood. We can't understand Tam Para. Eventually, even Shlomo HaMelech, Rechoka Mimeni, he didn't understand Tam Para. But the Tachlis, the Meimis Atzma, the more Meimis Atzma we have, then we'll get on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, who didn't need Tchias HaMeisim. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he died, we don't know where the Aron of Moshe is. Why? Doesn't mean because if you look for it, you'll find it. No. It's somewhere. It's not on this land, on this physical earth. It's a spiritual death because his guf didn't separate from his body. Just like Eliyahu, when he rose, his body rose. So Moshe Rabbeinu, that's the concept. Moshe Rabbeinu, Eliyahu's Pinchas. Moshe Rabbeinu's guf and neshama are intact. There was no period between them because he lived on the level of Tchias HaMeisim. Us, we're not living on that level. We need the paraduma, or the Torah of paraduma, which is Adam ki yomus ba'oel, in order for us to understand paraduma. Okay.